Daf. Hey, so we got the three lines down, the two dots. The Gemara says we're still in this conversation of Lishma. So the Gemara asks, Rami Reish Lakish really asks, Me'ohi, what's Me'ohi Bebeis Medrasha? So look at Rashi, interesting Rashi, an interesting Gemara here, that Rami Reish Lakish Al Me'ohi, Shochev Al Bitno, in pun of Klape Karki. He was lying down in his stomach and his face was in the bed, and he was asking a question while he's lying down. There's a discussion in the poskim whether it's appropriate for the person to be learning while lying down or not. So the Eliyahu Rabbah quotes from the Zohar that a person should not be learning while lying down is disrespectful. A person should be sitting up or standing up. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah that they used to, when Rav Gamliel was around, they used to stand up learning. But when Rav Gamliel died and people no longer had the proper Kavodah Torah and the strength, so then they start to sit. They were sitting down, but never lying down. How could that be? How could a person lie down? There's a discussion whether you could lie down while saying Shema. In the end of the day, they say that a person shouldn't lie down regularly while learning in the Beis Medrash, but from time to time, a person can learn. They bring down the Chazon Ish that he was oftentimes found lying down on the couch reading and learning. So yes, if a person's tired, you could lie down. Better to lie down and learn and lie down and stare into space. But to do this regularly and lie down while in the Beis Medrash, that's not something that's normal. So they bring a raya from this Reish Lakish that he lie down facing downwards while learning. So the Gemara says again, what was the question he asked in the Beis Medrash? He asked Maksha the following. He asked the following Kasha. Im ksheirim heim yirtzu, vim ein maratzin lama bayim. So his question is going back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah, we said, if something was done shelo lishma, so while the carbon was kosher, it's not ola, it's not miratz, it's not going to bring ritzoy, it's not going to bring kapara for the individual. So he says, if the ksheirim, it was shelo lishma, so then they should be merat to the baal as well. Because if they're not merat, why would you bring the karbanos? What good is bringing a karban if it's not going to affect the baal at all? Reish Lakish didn't understand what's going on. So the Gemara says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, and the aside here in the Hagos Vitzirim says it should be Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, we'll see why in a second, it gets confusing otherwise. So Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said back to Reish Lakish, Matsinu, we do have other cases. Bibon lacher misa shein ksherim veimiratzin. Reish Lakish, why are you so bothered by this? We do have a case that there is a carbon that's being brought, but there's no ritzui. It's not a crazy thing. A person has set aside a carbon and he dies, so then you would go ahead and bring the carbon even though he's dead. And if he's dead, he's not getting ritzui, he's not getting kapara after he's already been dead. The misa provides all the kapara he needs. So we do have a precedence as to where there is a kosher carbon without ritzui. He goes on to quote the Mishnah. The Tanah, the Mishnah tells us, Meseches Kinim, Ha'isha Shevi'ah, very appropriate for this week's Parsha. Meseches Kinim is all about the Yoledes, who has two birds, a basket of two birds. That's this week's Parsha, Parsha's Tazria. So Ha'isha Shevi'ah Chatasa. So a woman, when she's a Yoledes, she brings a Chatas, and she also brings an Ola. So let's say she goes ahead and brings a Chatas, and before getting a chance for the Ola to be brought by the Kohen, Mesa, she drops dead, and the Ola hasn't yet been brought. Yaviu Yorsheha Olasa. The Yorshin go ahead and bring the Ola. Ah, isn't she dead? How do you bring a carbon even though there's no Ritzur? So you see from the Mishnah that you bring a carbon even though there's no Ritzur. Just finishing off the Mishnah. Olasa, let's say she brings the Ola first, and Mesa, then she dies before bringing the Chatas, then in that case, Lo Yivia Yorshin Chatasa. They don't go ahead and bring the Chatas. Why don't you bring a Chatas? What's the difference? How come when she dies you bring the Ola, but when she dies you don't bring the Chatas? So Rashi explains here a very important principle throughout the Kachim. Rashi says around five narrow lines down, Lo Yavi Yorshin Chatasa, the Havilei Chatas Shemesa Bale. It's a Chatas that the owners died. The Hilchasa Gemirle, we have a Lacha, the Moshe Sinai, the Lemisa Azla. There are five examples, the Gemara says, of the Chatas that you have to let die. You can't bring it. So one example is a Chatas whose owners die. Another case, the Gemara says, let's say a Chatas, and a person set aside a Chatas. They lost this Chatas. So they set aside a different animal as a Chatas, and they brought the second animal. Then they found the first Chatas again. You don't bring that Chatas. That's called a Chatas Sheniskapra Bale, where the Bale were already received their kapara. So there are five examples like this where there's a hilchos of gemirle and the chatas dies. So this is one of them. So that's why you don't bring the chatas after the woman dies. But a ola you would bring. So Rebbe Elazar says, why are you so bothered? Just like we have lachar misa, you bring their karbanos even though there's no ritzoy. So too, when an animal like an ola or shlamin was shelo lishma, you could bring it. Even though they're not getting a ritzoy, it's still a kosher karban. So the response back now is, Amr Lei, Amar le Rish Lakish says, Modini lecha ba'ola, I greet you by an ola. The asil acher misa. So fine, very good point, Rabbi Elazar. An ola, I agree, that an ola can be brought after misa, and therefore an ola shelo lishma makes sense to bring as a carbon as well. But an asham delo asil acher misa minalan. An asham, if let's say the owner of an asham dies, you don't bring a carbon. You actually let it graze. There's a parallel between chatos and ashamos. I told you chatos, there are five examples where chatos shemesa balea and chatos shenisikapra balea, that chatos dies. Those same five examples, if it's a carbon asham, we don't say that the carbon asham died, but we say the carbon asham, we let it graze until it gets a mum, and then we redeem it for the money and transfer over to buy an ola. But we can't bring that asham as an actual carbon, la'achar misa. So says Reish Lakish, I understand an ola, since we could bring an ola, la'achar misa, we could bring an ola shelo lishma. But an asham, which is not brought la'achar misa, how do you know you could bring an asham if it was shelo lishma? So Amar Lei, so what does he say back? Rabbi Elazar says to him, Harei machlokas cha betzido. There's a machlokas. Because Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afa asham. Right back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, I think this is our Mishnah, right? Just double check this. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer said, you're right, Taka, an asham is pasul shelo lishma. You can bring an asham if it's shelo lishma. So it works out perfectly. Just like an asham can't be brought after Misa, so to Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says, you can't bring an asham if it's shelo lishma. Everything works out perfectly. Reish Lakish says, that's somewhat of an insult here, Amar zeu she'omrim alav adam gadahu. You're Rabbi Elazar, who they speak about is such an Adam Gadol. Really? You're that great? Kamina, Ana Mishnah Shlema. That obviously Rabbi Elazar. I'm talking about the Stam Mishnah, the Tanakama, who holds that an Asham Shalol Lishma is Kasher. And you call me the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer? He's a Das Yachid. I don't care about Rabbi Eliezer. I care about the Tanakama. How come the Tanakama allows me to bring an Asham Shalol Lishma? That's his question. So Ella the Gemara says, Amri Shlok, Rishlokish Sheftach Ana Pischa Lenafsha. I'm going to open up an answer. I'm going to answer my own question. Why are you allowed to bring all these karbanos shelo lishma, even though there's no ritzui for the Baal anymore? Because as we said in the Pasuk yesterday's daf, we read the third time we're seeing the Pasuk now, Motis Vasech, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Tishmur Vasisa Kashir Nadar Tel Hashem Elokecha Nidava. Hi Nidava, it's a Nederhu, as we saw already, Kidil El. So the idea is it's a special Gzerza Kasa that when something was shechted, Shelo Lishma, you could still bring it, even though it's no longer a Neder, won't fulfill your obligation as a Neder, it will still be considered a good enough carbon, at least like a Nidava. So it's a special Gzerza Kasa.
So without the
public, I'm sorry?
Who gets credit for that?
No one gets credit. That's the Mishnah said, no one gets credit. It's a Kasher carbon.
It's just enough.
Yeah.
But unless we would have this pasuk, then there's all the limudim that you can't prove that an asham that badly met, and then therefore you assume that it was also without tishma would also be bad.
You would not be able to bring an asham. Right. Had not been for the pasuk, asham would be pasul as well. Yeah, there's interesting tosas here, but because the gemara is so confusing, I don't want to get too involved here. You can take a look at tosas d'Rav Rascal Haggah. It's interesting about just whether the comparison is so good between La'achar Misa,
right,
and Shelo Lishma. It doesn't seem to be so sound. So he addresses that a little bit. He said, you're right, in Echadami it's not, but it's a little bit close enough to make a dimyon. And the next Tosa Olas is interesting. It relates to this week's Parsha as well, about the order of bringing a Chatas before an Ola, which one comes first here, and the different exceptions. Talks about a Yoledes, talks about a Mitzor, a Mamashar Parsha, but again, I don't want to get us too confused just yet. But there is just a general rule that chatas always goes before an ola. Chatas always comes first. The Gemara seems to imply that the woman, Yoledes, brought the ola before the chatas. How could you bring an ola before a chatas? So that's what he's addressing here. So he says, at the end of the day, he says, really, lichachila, the ola, rather the chatas, always comes first. But b'dievet, if you brought the ola first, so that's kasha b'dievet, the ola prior to the chatas. So that's what Tosa discusses in Dibur Maschil Olasa.
But in general, the limud is that most that the Yorshin can bring, but there is a Torah Mishnah in Sinai on a chatas that they cannot bring, right?
Exactly, right, exactly.
So you would say that normally you can, but on this one, on chatas you can't because it's a Torah Mishnah.
Exactly, that's a different point in terms of Yorshin. Right. I was addressing the order of the... Yorshin. Exactly.
Before,
in terms of Yorshin always bring the Ola in the stead of the parent, right, but not a Chatas, a special exercise of Kasav, and as well as an Asham, because it goes to graze until it receives a Mum. There's a machlokas by an Asham, I believe. The machlokas Rashi tells us when it says in Asham that all those five examples, Asham shemesa balea, Asham sheniskaper balea, we say it's we let it graze until it gets to bamum. Some say that's also halacha mosh mesinai. By definition, if a chatas is one way, that means an asham is a different way. Others say no, the asham, the rules of an asham is only a din d'rabbanan. It's not part of that halacha moshe misina. I believe that's about Lokas Rashi Tosfos. Gemara now says halfway down the page here, Tehem and Aleph, that Yosef, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Abba, the Yosef, Abayu, Gabayu. So the three of these, the great Amoram, are sitting around learning. The Yosef, the Kamri, they're sitting and saying, Kashile l'Reish Lakish. You have a question according to Reish Lakish. Asham, the lo asi la'achar misa. So we said an asham doesn't come after misa. That was his question, and therefore we had no raya that asham should be good shelo lishma. The nasiv le'tamuda motis vasecha. And he brought a raya from a pasuk to say that you can bring an animal shelo lishma. So ema. So let's ask the following question according to Reish Lakish. Haba, maybe the pasuk that says motis vasecha, it only mentions two types of karbanos, a neder and a nadava. Maybe haba v'neder v'nadava laisi. Maybe something that has the potential to be used as a neder nedava. Meaning what? Not every carbon. I can't say, I'm taking a neder by myself to bring a carbon chatas. It doesn't work. A chatas can only be brought if you owe a chatas. An ola, I can use an ola as a neder or nedava. But a chatas I can't use as a neder nedava. And an asham also, I can't make, I'm taking upon myself a neder to bring an asham. It doesn't work. An asham only comes if you have a real suffix whether you own a veira or you didn't aveira or not. So he says the Gemara, maybe only karbanos that come as a neder nedava can you bring, but it won't serve as mitzvah. But asham, lo laisi klaba, an asham that can't be brought at all as a neder nedava, that should not be able to be brought at all. If the asham was shelo lishma, it should be completely disqualified, because an asham isn't built in part of the pasuk. Motis vasecha doesn't indicate an asham, because an asham can't be a neder or a nedava. That was a question they had to Reish Lakish. So Amar Le Abai says back to Rabbi Zeir and to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, Reish Lakish Me'ahacha Pasach. He wasn't giving the answer of Motzis Vasecha. That wasn't the real source. Really, it's based on the following pasuk. It says, V'shachat Osa L'chatas. You shech it, Osa L'chatas. What's Osa L'chatas? Osa is coming to exclude Osa L'shma Kshera Shelo L'shma Psula. When it comes to a chatas has to be dafka l'shem chatas for nothing else. So now we're learning from here, only Osa, only the world of Achatas has that limitation of Lishma, the need for Lishma, and Shlo Lishma is possible. But Hashar, Kachim, all other Karbanos, whether it be in Ashim, all Lishlamim, all those, even if it's Shlo Lishma, is Ksheren. So that's the exact cause of why Reish Lakish thinks that all Karbanos Shlo Lishma are actually Kasher. It's only Achatas that Shlo Lishma is possible. So then the Gemara says, well, Yachal, year two. So now if you only have this pasuk, one may think that if it's not a chatas, and if it was shechted shelo lishma, whether it be a shlamim, ola, or an asham, if it's shelo lishma, it's kasher, maybe not only is it kasher as a carbon, but maybe it should also provide ritzui, a kapara, for the baal. There's no reason to exclude it from ritzui. So then you invoke the second pasuk, tamalomar motis vasecha, which says it's not a neder. A neder always talks about the baal fulfilling his chiyuv, but it's only a nedava. Nedava doesn't fulfill the obligation of the baal. So it's a good cheft as a carbon, but it doesn't provide the ritzoy as needed. So that's the real sources. Those are the two sources of Reish Lakish's understanding. So the Gemara says, Umeima, let's say as follows. Maybe based on the pasuk motis vasecha, we should say, haba, b'neder v'nedava, laisi, v'lo lirti. If it comes as a neder, as a nedava, like an ola, so then we should allow you to bring the ola, if it was shelo lishma, but the ola shouldn't provide a kapar to the baal. But an asham should artsuye nami lirtzi. But that should also be a good ritzui. Now pay attention to the order here. First we said a chatas is excluded from shelo lishma. Everything else is kasher. So right now everything's kasher, even ritzui. What doesn't provide ritzui? We learn from the pasuk motis vasecha, neder nedava, doesn't provide ritzui. That pasuk neder nedava has no effect on an asham. Asham seems to be protected. So maybe an asham should still provide ritzui for the baal. So the Gemara says, can't be based on a logic, based on the kal v'chomer. It says, Amar Abai says, can't be the case. It can't make sense that an asham provides ritzui. Why? Asham demirtze lo matis amrs. You can't say asham provides ritzui if it was brought shelo lishma. It's a kal v'chomer me'ola. Ma'ola Shena Mechaperes. An Ola typically doesn't provide kapara. We're going to see in just a second it really does provide kapara, an Ola, to a certain examples. But an Ola Be'etzem is really called, as in the Gemara, a Doron. Doron are gifts. It's really viewed as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very limited in where it brings kapara. So an Ola, it doesn't really provide kapara, yet, at least it says not kapara for a lav, yet it's Eina Maratzeh. Asham, that is mechaper, Asham, that does provide kapara on a lav, eino din shena maratzeh, so certainly Asham shouldn't provide reed suet, because Asham is a much more serious type of carbon. So if an ola, which doesn't really provide kapara, it doesn't fulfill a personal obligation, certainly an Asham, which is trying to accomplish much more, also shouldn't have the ability to provide the reed suet needed. So Gemara says, you can't bring a kal v'chomer from an ola has other chumras. Mala ola shekein kalil. What does chumras kalil mean? An ola is the only carbon that when brought in this back, it's kulo, all of it's kalil, all of it gets burned up. No kohen or baal eats any part of it. The entire animal is burnt up. That's a chumra. So maybe you would say, just like the ola has a chumra of being kulo kalil, it may have the chumra as well that it doesn't provide a ritzui. As opposed to an asham, where the kohen eats part of the asham, it's not kulo kalil, it's a kula. So maybe it has another kula that maybe even though it's a shelo l'shma, it should also provide ritzui. So you can't learn a kal v'chomer from asham. The Gemara says, no, shlamim yochichu. Shlamim, which is not kula kalil, which is not all burned up, that could prove to us that just like shlamim is based on the pasuk of Motzi Svasecha, shlamim is included in that, that could prove to us that just like shlamim doesn't provide ritzui, so certainly asham shouldn't provide ritzui either. Gemara says, shlamim isn't more makil than asham. Shlamim is a chomer also. Mal shlamim shekein ta'unin. A shlamim requires a nisachin. It always needs to be accompanied by some wine. And tenufas chazev ashok. You have to take part of the shlamim and always shake it. So we say now, shlamim has a chomer. These chomers. So just like it has those chomers, maybe it has a second chomer that shlamim doesn't provide ritzui. Ma she'en kein by an asham. Maybe it does get ritzui even if it's shelo l'shma. So you can't learn a kal v'chomer from ola, you can't learn a kal v'chomer from shlamim. So the Gemara says maybe you could put the two of them together and say exactly chazar din lo roi kezek roi zeh lo roi zeh roi zeh. Neither one individually serves as a kal v'chomer for asham, but tzad hashavah shebehem, the common denominator between shlamim and ola together is they're both shehein kadrim, they're both karbanos kadrim. V'shachtan shelol l'shma. If you shecht an ola and a shlamim shelol l'shma, they're kasher. The karbanos are kosher. However, ein ratan, they don't provide ritzui for the baal. So now, using them in tandem as a common denominator between the two of them, afani avi asham, you could bring a now from asham shukodesh. It too is a karban. V'shachta shelol l'shma. If you shechted it shelol l'shma, it should be kosher and ve'eno miratza. So this is how we know right now that an asham will not provide ritzui if it's shelol l'shma based on this double kal v'chomer. Mar says no. Ma'atzad hashava, even using shlamim and ola together, there still is a kasha. Shekein yeshnim betzibur, that they both apply to tzibur, meaning what? An ola and shlamim both exist in the world of tzibur. An ola is a carbon tamid, is an ola. And shlamim, Rashi tells us, is kivsei atzeres, shavuos is coming up. So these sheep that they bring in atzeres is a shlamim, it's a tzibur, shlamim. So we see shlamim ola applied to tzibur. So maybe there are more stringencies that if they're both shechted shelo l'shma, it won't provide a ritzui. But we never find anywhere where carbon asham is brought out to the tzibur. So maybe there, since it's more lenient, it's more of a yachid carbon, we allow there to be ritzui even shelo l'shma. So the Gemara says, no, toda tochiach, if you look at the carbon toda, that will prove otherwise, that even though the carbon toda does not come because of its sibor, we still find that the carbon toda, if it's shelo l'shma, it's not meratza. So too, just like the carbon toda is a yachid, so too an asham is a yachid and should not provide ritzoi for the baal. The Gemara says you can't learn a kal v'chomer from a carbon toda either. The carbon toda has certain other chumras that an asham doesn't have. What are the chumras? Says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. Mala toda, just like a carbon toda, shekein t'una lechem, the carbon toda requires to be accompanied by 40 loaves of bread, or really matzahs for the most part, as opposed to the asham doesn't require such stringency, so maybe only the toda has the stringency, that if it's shelo l'shma, it won't provide ritzui, but asham, even though it's shelo l'shma, it will provide ritzui. So the Gemara says, but look at Olav Ishlamim, Yochiach, that will prove that those don't have chalas, and yet they no ritzur. And the Gemara says Chazar Din. It goes back and forth. Lo Raizek Raizek, Lo Raizek Raizek. Neither one really works out together. But if you put all three together now, finally, you put Shlomim Olin Toda as a whole package deal, there's a common denominator. Hatzad Shava, the equal common denominator is Shebehen, Shehen Kachim, all three of those Kabbarnets are Kachim. Veshach Shachtan Shalolishman, you Shachtadem, Shalolishma, they're Kasher, Veinim Aratze. So now using all three together, you can now learn Af Ani Avi, I'll bring as well Asham, throw Asham into the mix. Shu Kodesh, it's a carbon. Veshach the Shalolishma should be Kasher, Veino Miratze. So now we're using all three, Ola, Shlomim, and Toda as the model for Asham. Gemara is not done yet. Gemara asks further, the common denominator between those three of Shlomim, Ol, and Toda, put all three together, Shehein Ban Bin Neder Ubinedava. Those three kabbalas can all be brought as a dedication. You could just wake up one day and say, I want to bring a Shlomim, I want to bring an Ola, or I want to bring a Toda. So since that exists, and you can't say that by an Ashim, you could never bring an Ashim as a Neder, not Dava, it's not really a sound Kal V'chomer. So Gemara says you're right. It's not a Kal V'chomer. So back to square one. We're going back to figuring out maybe an Asham, Shelo Lishma, shouldn't only be Kasher, but maybe it should also provide Ritzui. How do we know it doesn't provide Ritzui when Shelo Lishma? So Gemara says it's not a Kal V'chomer, but it's really a Pasuk. El Amar Rava, Rava says, Zos HaTorah, and the Pasuk continues to say, Le'ola, Lamincha, Lechatash, V'la'ashim, V'la'miluim, V'la'zevach, Hulishamim. We're connecting all these together. We saw this the other day. Hekeshu akasev l'shlamim. We're connecting all these karbanos to the shlamim. And now we say, malish shlamim shein kachim, v'shashachtan shalol l'shman is ksherim, v'edim eratzin. So using shlamim as the model, through this hekesh, we could say, af ani avi asham shu kodesh v'chule, that if you shechtet shalol l'shma, it's going to be kosher, but not meratzin. So the Gemara says, my chaz, so now we have, that's the source, that's the hekesh. So Gemara says that my chazis da'akshis l'shlamim. How come the pasuk mentioned a number of different karbanos? It said ola, it said mincha, it said chatas, it said asham lemiluim and shlamim. Why do we choose to use the shlamim as the model of the hekdesh akish l'chatas? It also says chatas in the pasuk, so maybe we should say just like a chatas shelo l'shma is pasul l'gamre, so to all the other ones should be pasul l'gamre. Gemara says no, because ha miut rachmana osa. We had an amr alf. The pasuk said that it came to the chatas osa. The pasuk was v'shachat osa l'chatas. Only the chatas is the one that's going to disqualify the carbon entirely. Osa only chatas, but all other carbonos are kosher. So then we say if they're all kosher, maybe they're also going to provide ritzui. So then we say no, since the pasuk connects it to shlamim. Just like Shlomim doesn't provide Ritzui, so do all the other Karbanos, albeit they're kosher to bring, but it doesn't provide a Ritzui for the Baal.
So bottom line, you write from Zota to Ali Olalim in Talakatot with Hashem, that's the final limit.
That's the final limit.
Everything else didn't work.
Exactly. Well, yesterday we saw that there was some combination. You didn't know what the context of the Pasuk was.
Right.
So you needed Motzi Sfasech, the Talmud is talking about Lishma.
But that's just for another and a
Dava. Exactly. Okay. Gemara now says, Kota Nemanik Simin Hanash and Basar. Okay. So Yasiv Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, they were sitting down learning. The Yasiv Rav Sheshes Gabai, Rav Sheshes joined the conversation. The Yasiv, the Kamri, they were saying as follows. Kashile the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had the question, Asham Delo Alasar L'Achar Misa. Initially, again, the idea was, we were trying to figure out how do we know that you could bring a carbon even if it was Shelo L'Shma. So Rabbi Elazar said, because since certain carbonos are Kashar L'Achar Misa, and you could go ahead and bring it, so too, if things were brought shelo l'shma, you could bring it as well. But Reish Lakish says, but what do you mean? An asham is pasul la'achar misa. That's what Reish Lakish said.
For the yorshim,
exactly. Once you bring it, once a person dies, the owner of the asham dies, no one's allowed to bring the asham anymore. So how do you know that the asham, if it was shelo l'shma, should be kosher as well? So Gemara says, what Rabbi Elazar should have said back to Reish Lakish, this should have been his response. Lei malei Rabbi Elazar, Asham nami asa l'achar misa. Asham does come after misa. How come it comes? Who says it comes l'achar misa? It doesn't. We said l'achar misa. It doesn't. You can't bring the asham. Look at Rashi in the top three lines down. It says, I'm just reading, not the bold. It's a long bold here, but just the where it gets regular font. She asham shemesu ba'alav. An asham whose owner died. Ro'eh, the animal is taken out to graze in the field until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, v'damav noflim l'keit hamizbech. So let me explain for a second. When animal, first is kedushas guf. There are two, Ricky's referring to the two types of kedushas. There's kedushas guf, Kedusha's Damim. Kedusha's Guf is synonymous to Kedusha L'Mizbech. If I say that this cow is going to be Kedusha's Guf, it means Kedusha L'Mizbech. It has inherent Kedusha to it and must be brought as a carbon as long as the animal is a Tumim animal. It's completely pure, no blemishes. If let's say I try to make a cow that has missing a leg, I say this is Kedusha's Guf, that doesn't work. You can't bring an animal missing a leg. It becomes Kedusha's Damim. Kedusha's Damim means there's no inherent Kedusha to the animal, but there's the value that I need to redeem the value, and that money is used to buy an Ola, and that Ola is just Shechted on the Mizbeach as a Ketz Mizbeach. What's Ketz Mizbeach? Ketz Mizbeach, the Gemara tells us, is let's say it's an active, it's a very slow day in the Mizbeach. They never want it to be slow. So there's a whole fund where they take animals, they buy from the communal fund of the Ketz Mizbeach to bring Olos and Nidarim and Nidavos just to keep the Mizbeach active, if it's a very slow day. So again, what happens is, if you have Kedusha's Damim, and you redeem the Kedusha from that animal, you use it to buy olos for the karbanos in the Mizbeach, to keep the Mizbeach very constantly active. So now you have an Asham. The Asham is a very pure animal. Reuven was Makdish, the animal as an Asham. He wasn't sure if he ate Chelev or ate Shumam, so he sets aside the Asham. Now Reuven dies. What happens? So the Asham, you can't be brought anymore because the owner died. So you let the Yorshim take the Asham. Now it's a kedusha, a mizbeach here. You can't use it. You can't get hanaf from it. It has real kedusha, and you can't redeem it until it gets a mum. So you just let it graze in the field, and over time, as the animal ages, or it eats, perhaps a common thing, eats a nail. The nail causes a puncture in the, or something, a damage, some blemish to the animal. Now, once it has a mum, they now lose the status of kedusha's guf, and you can redeem the animal, and that money is taken to bring as a carbon ola on the mizbeach. Either way, you see that the asham can be brought, at least indirectly though, the money is brought from the Asham as a carbon. So it is, there is Yesh La'achar Misa. That should have been the question. So just like the Asham, the money of the Asham can be brought La'achar Misa, so to an Asham Shechted Shelo L'Shma should be permitted as well, even though it's Shelo L'Shma. That's what Rabbi Elazar should have responded to Reish Lakish. So comes along, the Gemara explains, Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says back to them, Asham l'may karif. What do you mean the Asham is brought? What type of carbon is the Asham brought? It's brought l'mosro. L'mosro means is it's meant to be brought that the money falls to Mizbeach, but not the actual animals being brought. The Asham itself isn't being brought. So it says along the same lines, achatas nami mikrava karva moser chatas. So afagav de, moser chatas. Achatas as well, if you have any extra money of achatas, Rashi explains an example here. Look at Rashi's first narrow line down on the page here. Moso nedavahu, if there's extra funds, if there's surplus, achatas would also be brought as a nedava. Where would you ever have surplus funds from achatas? Kigon hefrish te chataos lachrao. A guy ate chalev. I need to bring achatas now. For whatever reason, I set aside, I want to have two chatos I'm setting aside. In case one gets lost, I've got my backup. So I set aside two cows. I spend $1,000 on each cow, both as my potential chatos. Now what happens is, Vashniya Tira, so one of them is brought as my kapara, and the second one I don't need, because I already brought my chatos. So the second one grazes in the field. Once that chatos gets a mum, we take the funds, we sell it off, and use it to bring it as a carbon. So just like an asham can be brought la'achar misa, so to a chatos can be brought la'achar misa. So that's not a kasha. So Gemara says no. Achatas nami mikrav karve mosra achatas afagav de kirva mosra. Even though you could shecht the extra, the surplus of achatas, you're right. It's kasha. It's a carbon. However, miyad rachmana hu. The Torah says the word he. Rashi says the context is referring to the sire of the nas. If you remember back to Maseches Horios, the pasuk says v'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchad es olaf le'avshem chatas hu. That tells us that a chatas has to be l'shem chatas. If it's not l'shem chatas, it's going to be pasul. So we have a special gzeres kasev as to why a chatas is pasul shelo l'shma. As opposed to an asham doesn't have such a pasuk, an asham maybe should be kasher shelo l'shma, and we also have that an asham is kasher l'achar misa, the case we just brought before, that the asham shemesa ba'aleha, so you let it graze in the field, and you could use the money and the funds to buy an ola. So it's l'achar misa, and it's a kasher carbon shelo l'shma. So that should have been the conversation between Rabbi Elazar Reish Lakish. Mara says, can't be the case. Asham nami ksivehu. Asham also says the word who. Just like chatas, it says who. And who is telling me that a chatas is pasul shelo l'shma, Ashemosa, it says the word who. It says the word who in the pasuk v'hiktir hamizbeach ishel Hashem Asham who. So that should also tell us that Asham is pashal shelo lishma. So that goes back to the question really on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Asham shelo lishma is actually kosher. So how come they don't use the pasuk who to say it's pashal shelo lishma? So the Gemara says, I know it's a bit very confusing here. So Gemara says, no, how who? When it says who by carbon asham, it's not referring to the shechting. It's referring to la'achar haktaras emurim hu dechsev. It's referring to a different context, a different stage of the carbon. When you're bringing the evarim, when you bring the limbs to mizbeach, that's what it's referring to. But it's not referring to the shechita stage at all. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us here, aval asham lo nemar bohu el alachar haktaras emurim. Yes, the word who is mentioned in the context of a carbon asham, but it's mentioned in the context of the haktaras emurim, putting the limbs on the mizbeach, and therefore has no bearing on the shelo lishma of shechita. So in the end of the day, what happens is as follows, that really chatas is pashal shelo lishma because it says who. And Asham, even though it says who is referring to a different stage, so really Asham, shelo lishma, is actually going to be kasher. So how come he didn't say that Asham is brought lachar misa? Because it's not really lachar misa. It's just like a chatas is brought lachar misa. It's not really lachar misa. It's really just taking the surplus funds and using it for carbon. That's not really considered lachar misa. And that's why Rabbi Elazar couldn't respond that way to Reish Lakish. Now that we're on the topic of the word who, so Gemara wants to know, what is the word who by an asham referring to? What is the actual drush of who? So the Gemara says, Elohu lamali, what's the need for who? Just as a side point for a moment, l'chadrav huna amarav, damarav huna amarav, asham shenitak, this is a little confusing drush here. A carbon asham shenitak l'ri'iya, so let's say the carbon asham, the Bezdin decided that this asham isn't needed to be brought. So now they said, nitak, it said, let it go graze. We're not bringing it as a carbon, let it go out and graze. So the moment they let it go out and graze, and then the animal is sold off, it gets a mum, you sell sell it, use the money to buy an ola. So then you shecht it, v'shecht to stam, you shecht the animal stam, so then it's a kasher. It's a kasher shechita, even though it was stam. No, I think it's referring to when you buy the new animal and you shecht it stam. The question, what's the stam?
The replacement.
What's the stam kavanah there? Do we say the stam is an asham or is the stam now an ola? So the Gemara says it's already a stam is an ola at this point. Once they already decided it's nitek la ria, you have to let it graze, the asham now has the potential of being an ola. So when you shecht it stam, it's supposed to be an ola and the stam kavanah is for an ola. That's kasher. So the Gemara is medayik nitek in lo nitak lo. It's only true if Chachamim said you need to let it go out and graze. But let's say you never said to go out and graze. They never gave a psak of nitak. So therefore, it never was oker. It's shame of asham. It still retains its asham. So when you shecht, let's say you go ahead and do sell it without having the psak of bezdin, you sell it and shecht it for an ola with stam kavana. In that case, if there's no nitak, then the stam kavana would be for an asham. And that would disqualify the shechting of the replacement carbon of an ola. Now, what I don't know is, the person never gave the psak of a nitek to go out and graze. I don't know why he would ever go out and graze. I don't know why that would happen ever. But that's what the Gemara seems to be describing. And the reason is, what's the reason? My time, what's the reason? Amakra, who, bav yaso yehe. Who? Because an asham, so long as there was never a nitik, so long as there was never an uprooting of the carbon asham, it remained the status of an asham. And if you shecht it stam, we assume it's stam for an asham. So if you shecht the replacement, it's also going to be for an asham and going to be pasul. Unless Bezdin says do a nitik, unless Bezdin says to uproot it, in which case Bezdin's involvement makes the stam kavana now to be an ola. Now this concept of nitek l'ri'iyah, that we say the asham goes to be to go out and graze or not. I referred to this before, the machlok is whether it's a din derabana and a din deraisa. Rashi seems to imply it's a din deraisa. Tosis in the bottom here, Haggah, says it's really a din derabana, the need to make an asham nitek, to root the shame of an asham. Let's finish the daf now. The Gemara says, the last 15 lines or so, Yosef Rav Nachman Rav Sheshesh V'Yosef Rav Ada Bar Masna. Gavayo, they're all sitting together, Vyasu Vikamri, they're saying, Hadakama Rabbi Elazar, that which Rabbi Elazar said, Matzinu bebon lachar misa shein kshirin ve'miratzin. We have other examples where even though the animal, the owner died, like an ola, you could still go ahead and bring the carbon ola, even though there's no ritzui. So too, don't be so confused why shelo lishma, there's a good carbon without there being ritzui. So le'mele reish lakish should respond back to Rebbe Lazar, hananami laisi ve'lirtze. What he really should have said is, let the Yorshim go ahead and bring the carbon and let them get Ritzui as well. How come there is no Ritzui when the Yorshim go ahead and bring the carbon to Ola? That's Reish Lakish, what he should have responded. Because Reish Lakish couldn't fathom the idea of there being a kosher carbon without there being Ritzui. How could you divorce the two concepts? So Reish Lakish said, so let it be that the Yorshim not only bring it, but let them have Ritzui as well. So Amar Lehen Rav Ada Bar Mas Nasna Yoledes. So Yoledes now, what's going to be? Oh, Yoledes im yalda, baneh mi yalda? Doesn't make any sense. Yoledes, she dies. So her children bring the ola. So you're going to tell me the sons are going to bring a carbon for their giving birth? The sons didn't give birth. So we clearly see the fact that the Yoledes' children are able to go ahead and bring her outstanding carbonos indicates, and it's not shaykh to ritzui by her kids for the Yoledes that she had. Clearly then, you can't suggest that this should be ritzui by the Yarshin as well. So the Gemara says, Maskula Ravasi. Ravasi says, Man leimelon diika kama ase gava lo miskavre. When the woman brings the yoledes, it's not only a kapara for her giving birth, it's a kapara for all ases that she has. An ola is actually mechaper for all ases. Remember the Gemara in Yuma, look at Rashi quickly. Rashi says, man leimele, around six narrow lines up or so, diika kama ase gava, maybe she has many ases she needs to get kapara for. The yoledes de lo mechaper olasa alayu im hevia mechayim. Ola, Rashi says, is mechaperes al aseh, or in any bit aseh, the person, let's say, wears a dal kanfos, doesn't wear titis, he's mevatel aseh. So an ola is mechaper for that bit aseh. And Rashi says further, not only on the regular aseh, but al los aseh shenitek laaseh. We have certain lavim that if you have an ability to do a lav, but you could fix it with an aseh. And a great example is nosar. We're talking about karbanos. You leave nosar over, there's an iser, but you can nitik, you could fix that nosar by burning it the next morning, it undoes the lav. So that's a low-level lav. So an ola is mechaper on bitul aseh, and on los aseh, shenitek laaseh. So what the Gemara is saying, so granted, maybe the oledes, the carbon she brings, isn't only for her giving birth, but it's all of those outstanding bitul aseh that require kapara. So that is shaykh to the Yorshin, so you can suggest maybe the children can get ritzui. So the Gemara again asks,
meaning that the Yorshin would be mechaper on their own.
Exactly. That they just like a Yoledes would be right. On all her, the Yorshin, even though Yoledes isn't shaykh to the children,
right.
Other essays is shaykh to them.
Why can't they just say
it's for
her?
Because she died.
She's a clean slate. There's no need for ritzui anymore for her. So the Gemara says, maskula again, the question is, maskula, Rav Asi, Uman Leimelon, who's going to tell us? Diika kama ase gava. If she has a number of ases lo mischaper, she won't receive kapara. V'cheven, and since diika kama ase gava mechabra. So now, once we establish the yoledes, the carbon yoledes is going to provide kapara for her other outstanding carbonos that needed for ases while she's alive. So then yershenami mechapre. So maybe the children should also have the opportunity of a ritzui for themselves. They should be yoresh her carbon, and the carbon will be not mechaper for the yoledes because they're not a yoledes, but at least for their outstanding bitul aseis. So now the Gemara says, in this havamina, ask the Gemara lememra, is this to suggest the kanilu? Can the children really acquire a carbon of their parents? Is that really possible? The ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, let's say a parent leaves behind a carbon mincha he never brought to his two children, umes ukreva vein bo shutvis. So they die, you're allowed to bring the carbon, it's not considered shutvis. What do you mean, why is it no shutvis? Because the Rashi's ein ba and shutvis, daminim ba menachos va nisachim hakol ba b'shutvis, lo kasalik hakasv elo mincha shenemar bar nefesh. Meaning what? You can't bring a mincha. Every added carbon can be brought with shutvis, with the exception of a mincha. I believe a mincha cannot be brought b'shutvis here. So if the father leaves behind a carbon to his two children, how are you allowed to bring this? So it must be that the two children don't acquire it. It's considered unowned by the children. It's still owned by the parent who already died. So there is no kinyan. The children don't acquire the carbon, because if they did, it would be shutvis and be possible. Because if you thought that the children do have an acquisition of the mincha, nefesh amarachmana. The Torah says by mincha, only a nefesh, only a single person could bring a mincha, but not b'shutfis. So we see from here that the children don't acquire a carbon mincha. So then the Gemara says, well, wait a second here. But lo kanile, they don't acquire it, and I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to bring a raya that says that they do acquire the carbon. V'hama Rabbi Yochanan say elsewhere, hiniach behema, they leave behind, the parent leaves behind a animal, l'shnei banav, to his two children. Umeis, and the parent dies, kreva, you go ahead and bring the carbon, vein memarin ba, you don't do tmura. Tmura is a whole sefer we're going to get to, but you can't try to swap an animal of kedusha to another animal. There's an isser involved, a whole complicated discussion. So the Gemara says that they don't do tmura. Tmura doesn't work by the children who inherit this. So the Gemara says, if you say bishma kanyale, if you say that the children acquire hainu de'ein mamirinbo tavile kushutin, that's why tmur doesn't work, because tmur doesn't work by partners. If partners own an animal, you can't do tmur. Only a yachid could do tmur. So how come when two children inherit something, tmur doesn't work? Because they're partners, because they do acquire the carbon of the animal. They're like shutvin. And the Gemara says b'shutvin the top of vavam and aleph lo matzi mamirin. But Ella Iam is low kanule. If you say that the children don't acquire it, so it's not owned by Shutvin, Amur Nami Limri, so let there be Timur then. So the Gemara says, Lema really shiny hasim. Really, Damakra im Hamir Yamir, Larabo says Hayorish, Echad Mamir of Ein Shnaim Amir. Really, in the end of the day, that a carbon is not acquired by the Yorshin at all. So if they're not acquired by the Yorshin, why doesn't Timur work? If it's not owned by Shutvin, Timur really should work. So the Gemara says, because a special Gzeres HaKasav, that number one is, in Hamir Yamir tells me that a Yorish can do a Timura, but only one Yorish. But two Yorishin cannot do Timura, so it's a special Gzeres HaKasav. But in the end of the day, a Yorish does not acquire the Karbanos.
But if there's one Yorish, he can bring the Mincha? Yes.